My friends, please be seated. We move through these unique and special days as the church, celebrating our birthday today, so to speak, the coming of the Holy Spirit that binds people from all cultures together at one time, and from all time into one place, that is ultimately eternity. All who hold Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior, the ascended one who reigns at the Father's right hand, who now has sent what he promised, the Holy Spirit, alighting on those disciples in the upper room, flames of fire on their head, showing something new was here and upon us. The promise that Jesus had given of the Holy Spirit made known. And we know that Spirit, my friends. It was given to us when we were baptized. And those waters of baptism and the promise of the Lord's name, his word, we were given a new life was breathed into us. Whether it was an infant at a baptismal font like this, or as an adult later on in life, that new life now courses through us by the presence of the Holy Spirit alive and living within us. And there's a great illustration that the Lord gives to us concerning where we were, as Paul would say, blind, dead, and enemies to God before life in the Holy Spirit, and now where we are as God's people. This illustration is given to us in the Old Testament, which is what Barbara read today, of this valley of dry bones. Bones scattered everywhere. Dead, lifeless. Nothing to do there but decay over time. And Ezekiel sees this incredible vision of the Lord as to what the Lord is doing among his people, what he does among us. Let's go to the word of the Lord. If you want to follow along and take some notes, there's an outline on the back table. Please feel free to get up and get one of those. As we join with Ezekiel in chapter 37, verse 1. The hand of the Lord Almighty, the prophet says, was on me. And the Lord brought me out by the Spirit and set me in the middle of a valley. And it was full of bones. And in fact, it was very dry, Ezekiel says. This place was dead, dry. Now, from the scriptures, we know that throughout the working of the Lord God with his people, deserts, wildernesses, valleys, these are all used as the Lord shapes his people in the truths of who he is, how he chooses to work, and ultimately what he's trying to do. For instance, when we talk about something being dry or to be dry, oftentimes that takes place, or we think about that in a desert. It is a dry place, and to be dry in the desert is something that threatens us. And biblically, how we see that being played out is almost metaphorically, it's a description of the separation between God's people and the Lord God because of their sin. Something has caused them to be driven out into the desert where it's dry. And this is the separation between that which is holy and good in the Lord and sin and judgment. There's another illustration, to be dry or to be dry, where there's a wilderness kind of adventure. You think about Jesus after he was baptized, right? And he was driven out into the wilderness there to face these trials, temptations by the evil one. And we know what that's like. When we wander away from the Lord because of our sinful desires and pursuing our own sinful goals, we find ourselves in a wilderness where we're being tried now in our faith. Sometimes the Lord allows this purposefully to test us. Most of the time, we bring this upon ourselves, don't we? Forsaking the will, the word of the Lord because of our sinful nature. There's another illustration concerning dry and to be dry in the scriptures. And that's like an abandoned well. When a well dries up, you abandon it in biblical times. And that well, when there was water in it, was life for the herds, the shepherds, the people. But when that well dried up, no water, brought death. So these kind of illustrations of to be dry and drying up in this desert that Ezekiel finds himself in is pointing us in the direction of how the Lord sees us. This valley of dry bones, lifeless when we're not in him, in his purpose, in his will, when we're not following him. So the Lord says to Ezekiel, son of man, these bones are the people of Israel. They're not a foreign country, foreign people. They're not an army that was destroyed of some other country. These are my own people. But this is how I see them. Dry. Dead. In fact, I see them as lifeless. No life at all in them. These Israelites, in the Lord's sight, were incapable of fulfilling their purpose. The Lord, remember, had called them to be my people, like a light on a hill to all the nations, so that all the nations would see how good and gracious and righteous I am. Ah, but you people, my people, you failed in that mission. I've given you everything that you need to succeed as my people, and yet you failed me. And this is how I see you. Lifeless. Valley of dry bones. And so the Lord says to Ezekiel, son of man, can these bones live? Can they have life in them? Can you and me, who by the New Testament characteristics of this valley, like I said earlier, dry, blind, dead, enemies to God, can we live? Can new life be brought into us who are a valley of dry bones under the condemnation of the Lord for our failure in our sin? Can these bones live? And Ezekiel was wise. He said, sovereign Lord, only you know that answer. Not by my own strength, reason, can I believe in Jesus Christ, my Lord and Savior, or even come to him, but the Holy Spirit. He's the one who breathes new life. He calls, and he gathers, and he brings us into the truth, enlightening this truth in our lives so that we might live. And the sovereign Lord says to Ezekiel, Ezekiel, I will act. You're right, Ezekiel, in saying only I. It is only me who has this power. What I'm going to do is I'm going to make breath enter into these bones, and you will come to life, to be made alive. And as we understand this in our own nature and being, that the one who was breathed life into, locked away in that tomb, suffered, died for our sins and transgressions, now became alive. And that's Jesus. Jesus, the one who promises to breathe his life into us by the Holy Spirit, who has fulfilled that promise, who is alive in you and in me and in the church, all who know him. This is the life that Ezekiel now is foreseeing in the work of the hand of the Lord, beginning in the Messiah, and now expressed through lives like yours and mine. Jesus said, the sovereign Lord said, I will, Ezekiel, attach tendons to you, these bones, and make flesh come upon you and cover you with skin. In other words, not just alive, but living, moving, breathing, acting, living out the purpose for which I've called you. And moving on, I will put breath in you and you will come to life. That is a moving entity of my purpose and calling. This is what I want to do with these dry bones. This is what he does with us, too. Alive, living, moving in his purposes. And the Lord said to Ezekiel, in fact, then you will know that I am the Lord Almighty. And on that day of Pentecost, Peter was so bold to stand up and say, hey, people, these guys who are speaking in all these various different languages, who have these the flames on top of their head, they're not drunk. No, they're fulfilling what the Lord God had said as the Spirit is in them. That this is what the Lord God Almighty does. In fact, what he does, as he told Ezekiel, is they came to life and stood on their feet, a vast army. Wow. An army for the Lord. In this valley of dry bones, now this display of the Holy Spirit and the disciples, a vast army set apart, moving, alive, and living for the Lord's purposes. That word that the Lord uses there to describe a vast army may not be always what we think about it. Think about an army is. It's a little bit different. It has reflections of who we are as the church. The word there in the Hebrew, kalyil, is an empowered body with all the strength and resources that body needs to fulfill their mission. Whether it be an army, a military army, they're empowered with all that they need to fulfill their mission. But specifically, the Lord God is speaking to Ezekiel about his people. And for us, for New Testament times, that's us, the church. We are an empowered entity, a body, with all the strength and resources that we need to fulfill our mission. This is what the Lord has given to us as his Spirit breathes in us. This is what Paul was reminding the church in Ephesus about, which we hear as God's people today, the church at Bethany in Fishersville, or where you have your home church. That we find ourselves as an army, an empowered body with all the resources that we need to fulfill our mission. Paul would say to the church in Ephesus, because of his great love for us, God Almighty, who's rich in mercy. Well, he made us alive with Christ even when we were dead in transgressions. Like a valley of dry bones, that's us. But he made us alive. And he breathed his life into us, empowering us as his people for a purpose. We might say, I am part of an empowered body. Yeah, that's true, the church. And I have life among those who are living, my fellow brothers and sisters in the Spirit. And I have a part in this body, his mission. It's called being a steward. Stewarding all of the resources and all that we need for the purpose of his mission. That's who we are as God's people. And so this activity, this opportunity, with sins forgiven, life restored, living the Spirit living within us, we have all that we need as an empowered person in the body, as an empowered body, to fulfill his mission as a steward. And for us, we know that mission here at Bethany is that simple phrase, sharing the life and love of Jesus Christ with all. That kind of umbrella mission statement of which everything that we're a part of as the body of Christ, quilts, personal care kits, school kits, who you are in your talents and abilities and spiritual gifts, we have every resource we need to fulfill the mission of sharing the life and love of Jesus Christ with all. And Paul goes on to the church in Ephesus to remind them, as we hear the Spirit reminding us, that God Almighty raised us up with Christ and seated us with him in the heavenly realms in Christ Jesus, in order that in the coming ages he might show the incomparable riches of his grace expressed in kindness to us in Christ Jesus. It's an activity and an action of God's love for us, his grace to us, his desiring for us to come and be where he is, that we might be his own. Maybe we can think about it this way. That I've been strengthened in his life to be his living steward. That's who I am. And what I'm called as a steward is to manage my life and the resources he's given me as an expression of his grace and kindness. All that I have, all that I am, every ounce of energy, every resource at my disposal, everything that's about my life is unto him, his praise and his glory, managing it for his purposes. Because of who I am, who you are in Christ Jesus, his daughter, his son, his child of his kingdom, his steward in his mission. For we are the Lord God's handiwork, Paul ends saying, created in Christ Jesus to do good works, which God Almighty prepared in advance for us to do. The Lord already has all of this prepared for us. He already knows where we're going. He's asking us to follow him in obedience and in faithfulness as stewards, managing life and all of its resources for his mission, for his praise and glory, to get where he wants us to be. So, with the Holy Spirit moving in me, I have every resource I need to do that for which I am created to do as his steward, those good works that declare his glory, that show the Spirit at work within me. In your mailboxes, and there are some extra ones by them, in your mailboxes there is this brochure, one for each of your confirmed people in your family. And what this is a resource for you to discern the managing of life as a steward in your talents and in your abilities. The spiritual gifts are not listed in here. That's somewhere else for us. And if you have an interest in discerning what your spiritual gifts are, please let me know, and we can help you with that and get you plugged in then how your spiritual gifts might be used. This is for your talents and abilities, but ways for you to serve the Lord here at Bethany in lots of different ways. This is for you to use as a resource unto the Lord to plug in to his mission as you manage all that you already have been given for his purposes. I would invite you that as you take this, pray over it, first of all. Fill it out, put your name, your telephone number, your email on the back pages are there. And read through this, and then circle or check by those areas that interest you of how you might serve the Lord. Some of you are already serving in lots of ways, and so maybe you're not going to have a chance to fill anything new in because you already are plugged in there. But some of you haven't had an opportunity yet to plug in to the mission of Christ among us. So this is your opportunity. We'll have a box out in the commons area. Sarah, we'll have a box out in the commons area. and we'll have that ready for you to put these in the coming weeks as we move through these special days, Ascension, and today Pentecost, next Sunday, the Trinity Sunday, and we'll move through this opportunity to be reminded of who we are as stewards, managers of life and all its resources and everything that we've already been given to fulfill his mission. Come, and let's pray. Our Heavenly Father, we thank you for that blessing that is ours, where we were once a people of dry bones. Now we are alive, moving, living in you because you have breathed into us that very Holy Spirit you promised to send. He is our possession, making us your holy temples, making us a people, stewards, managers of life and all of its resources to continue in the mission you've given us. We know we have everything that we need, Lord, from you to fulfill that mission. So stir now in our hearts and move us by that Holy Spirit to answer the call of where we might serve, where we might give of our talents and abilities, to discern our spiritual gifts and use them for the building up of the body of Christ. Use all that we have, Lord, that comes from you to manage that which is for your glory, the continuing of your mission so that more and more people would be connected to you. And we ask this, we pray this, in Jesus, our Savior's name. Amen. Come, let's sing together.